Hello, this is Alex.
Hi, I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a new media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
We can definitely go ahead and proceed in that case. Thank you so very much, sir. So I'm just going to ask you a few quick questions. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I'll definitely vote.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I'm registered as an independent.
Thank you. And may I ask, what is your age, please?
I'm 35.
35, right. Thank you so very much. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? White, Caucasian, Black, African-American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American, American Indian?
White.
White, Caucasian. Thank you so much.
White, Caucasian.
And just to... Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Is there a somewhat satisfied?
Satisfied, just satisfied, or very satisfied?
I guess satisfied.
Okay. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please say so. J.D. Vance, from 0 to 100.
20.
Okay, Democrats in Congress.
Which one?
Democrats in Congress, in general, from 0 to 100.
In the House or in the Senate, in Oregon or nationally?
In Oregon, in particular, in this case, in Congress, Democrats in Congress.
40.
Okay, Donald Trump.
20.
Kamala Harris.
80.
Republicans in Congress.
In Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
30.
Trump's Project 2025?
Yeah, probably. Well, it's not his. It's a separate organization. But if you're asking what I think of 2025, I give it a 0.
General Bynum?
Uh, 40.
Joe Biden?
80.
Thank you. MAGA, Republicans.
20.
Lori Chavez, the Reamer.
60. I don't know her that well, but from
60.
What I know, about
okay.
A 60.
Thank you. 44% complete, almost done. If the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democrat or the Republican?
For Congress?
Yeah, for U.S. Congress.
For the House?
Would you?
I'd probably...
Correct.
Oh, I'd probably vote Democrat.
Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican
No.
Donald Trump,
No.
independent Cornel West, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or Democrat Kamala Harris?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. Regardless of how you plan to vote, who do you think will win the presidential election. Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump.
Who do I think will win?
Mm-hmm.
I don't like to make projections or guesses. But, I mean, polling right now would say Kamala, so.
Mm-hmm. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez de Rimmer?
Probably Janelle Bynum.
Okay. Even though you are not supporting Lori Chavez de Rimmer now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Chavez de Rimmer? A small chance? Just a very slight chance? Or no chance at all? You might support her.
I'd say a very slight chance.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve of it.
Is that strongly or somewhat approve?
Yeah, I kind of strongly approve. I think he's... Yeah.
I strongly approve, okay? Yeah. And do you approve or disapprove of the... Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez de Rimmer is handling her job as your member of Congress?
I honestly haven't followed it that closely, but, so nationally, yeah.
Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I mean, I'd say probably strongly disapprove. I think, the Republican House and Congress has been bad. They've been doing a terrible job.
Exactly. And now I want to read you a statement that Janelle Bynum's opponent has made about her and Bynum's response to get your reaction. Janelle Bynum's opponent says she's a soft on crime liberal who's Oregon's most pro-criminal and anti-victim politician. She supported a plan to release 2,000 criminals from jail and voted to give millions of dollars to groups that want to defund the police. And while Portland was being torn apart by rioters, Bynum said she was pleased to see the protests. Bynum is too liberal, and her actions have made it harder for police to do their job and shows that she cannot be trusted to keep Oregon families safe. Supporters of Janelle Bynum say this attack is just an attempt by Chavez de Rimmer to distract from her extreme record in Congress and the damage she's done to Oregon families. Chavez de Rimmer supports a national abortion ban, even for victims of rape and incest. Chavez de Rimmer has voted to cut Social Security and Medicare, strip health care protection away from Oregonians, and cut taxes for billionaires. So she'll be just another rubber stamp for Donald Trump. Now that you have heard that information, I want to ask you again. If the election for Congress were out today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez de Rimmer?
Yeah, I mean, it stays the same. I vote for Bynum. Like, I'm not a big fan of Bynum, but...
Janelle Bynum.
Yeah.
Correct. Thank you very much. And now... Thank you. Now I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Lori Chavez de Rimmer. Please tell me how much each one troubles you about supporting Chavez de Rimmer for Congress. If it troubles you a great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all. Those are the options. A great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all. Chavez de Rimmer has embraced politicians whose extreme project 2025 would radically reshape the federal government. The plan eliminates the Department of Education, drastically cuts Medicare, rolls back LGBTQ+ rights, defunds federal law enforcement agency, and cuts environmental regulations while giving Trump nearly unchecked power in the White House. A vote for Chavez de Rimmer is a vote for these dangerous programs. Great deal, quite a bit, just some, not at all.
And that's how concerned?
Yeah, if it travels you
a great deal.
A lot, a great deal.
Yeah.
Okay. The next one statement is serving in Congress shouldn't be about making headlines. You have to deliver substance. Chavez de Rimmer is making headlines by taking credit for laws that deliver billions to the district, but she voted against those laws. She hasn't done anything about inflation, but she voted to cut nutrition assistance program for women and children struggling in this economy. She hasn't done anything about the border, but she supported Republicans who killed the border security deal so they could keep making headlines about it in this election. Great deal, quite a bit, just some, not at all.
How concerned does that whole statement make me?
Mm-hmm.
A great deal,
quite a bit. Just some, okay? And Chavez Uribe is a MAGA extremist who is fighting harder for Trump and his agenda than Oregon families. Instead of supporting law enforcement, they are attacking the courts to protect Trump from being held accountable. And their budget proposals would raise taxes on the middle class, while cutting taxes for big corporations and repealing the Affordable Care Act. The last thing we need in Congress is more MAGA extremists. Great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all, troubles you?
Quite a bit.
Thank you. And Lori Chavez de Ramer broke her promise to us. She ran as a pro-choice candidate and said she supported a woman to choose. But in Washington, she voted to restrict access to abortion and supports a national ban on abortion that would override Oregon law. We need someone in Congress who will stand for women's rights and not break their promise to Oregon women. Great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
I'd say quite a bit.
Thank you. Lori Chavez de Ramer voted to cut billions from our border patrol and immigration police, and she voted to defund federal law enforcement by 22%, making it harder for them to do their jobs to protect us. Those cuts means less money for investigations that stop humans and narcotics trafficking, public corruptions, kidnappings, terrorism, and cyber crimes. She's voting to cut funding for law enforcement at the same time she's voting to let billionaires cheat on their taxes. Lori talks tough on crime, but her record speaks loudly about her real priorities. Great deal, quite a bit, just some are not at all.
Quite a bit.
Thank you. Our democracy is being threatened, yet Chavez de Ramer is standing with Trump and MAGA lies about the 2020 election being stolen and supporting politicians who refuse to say they'll certify the upcoming election if Trump loses. And instead of fighting to secure our voting rights and guaranteeing that every ballot is counted, she's supporting those who are even attacking vote by mail. The stakes are too high for us to support Chavez de Ramer, who won't protect our democracy in Oregon's vote-by-mail system. Great deal, quite a bit, just some or not at all.
Great deal.
Thank you. And now moving forward now with the 86% almost done, now I'm going to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janet Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez de Ramer?
The same answer.
Again, what's your recruit?
Bynum.
Janet Bynum, right. The last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, please? First to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate, master's, MBA, law, PhD, MD, etc.
Postgraduate.
Thank you. You married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household or no?
No.
And are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association or no?
No.
And in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
All right. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Goodbye.
Bye.